What's up, y'all? It's Nick Sly. I'm coming back to y'all live with another episode of New Music with Nick, my column and podcast review series where I take a look at some of the most relevant recent releases in hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Without further ado, today I'm going to be taking a look at Daniel Caesar's latest album, Never Enough. So Never Enough arrives almost 4 years after his last full-length album with K-Study 01 back in 2019. And Daniel Caesar's found himself in a bit of a strange spot over the last few years, but let's really start back where everything all started. Back in 2014 and 2015, a couple of incredible EPs, including Pilgrim's Paradise and Praise Break, featuring songs such as Death and Taxes, which might be one of his best songs he's ever made, and others like Streetcar, you know, really fantastic work was being put out, got him to start to buzz, got him a lot of recognition and acclaim underground at first, then slowly built into more of cult following, putting him in a spot where his debut album had the positioning to break him. And it did just that. Freudian really blew him up, really put him into the mainstream of R&B. It started as a cult following, but it quickly became the material that brought him into becoming a modern R&B superstar and putting him on a path really towards this superstardom. The album was loved by fans and critics alike and really gave us some of the best R&B music at that time. Honestly, it was a fantastic album from front to back, and it was an incredibly exciting moment to watch this artist emerge and start this trajectory towards true greatness. A couple of songs like Best Part featuring Her and Get You featuring Kali Uchis became incredible smash hits, dominated charts for a lot of the year, and really kept Daniel Caesar's name at the forefront of any conversation about R&B and about who was next in the genre. Freudian was just such an exciting moment and was really one of the best debut R&B albums that I've heard in a long time. Unfortunately, 2 years later, the follow-up did not nearly meet the expectations and did not nearly meet the potential that Daniel Caesar showed us that he clearly had 2 years prior in 2017. 2019's Case Study 01 was solid. There were a couple good moments here and there, but overall, it was just so lacking in the quality and in the special moments that really made Freudian great and exciting. And it really put his trajectory in flux, and it made it confusing where exactly he was going as an artist and where exactly his career would develop and progress into. Around the time of Case Study, the music wasn't even the only thing that was in question for Daniel Caesar. He'd actually got himself into a lot of social troubles and turmoil that were a result of some highly controversial comments that he had made surrounding the Black community, race relations, and racial tensions that were really heightened at the moment in the United States. He said some things that were very ignorant, that were very offensive to a lot of people, and a lot of people on the internet had even such strong opinions that they deemed him canceled and vowed to never listen to his music again. Ever since then, he's really been quiet about those issues and about anything relating to that time, maintaining a pretty removed image and presence on social media for the most part. The rollout for Never Enough was the first time that he really got back into addressing some of these events, showing face publicly more frequently, and interacting on social media more in order to roll out the album, finally apologizing for the mistakes that he made with his past comments and trying to move into a new era, grow past that, see what he did wrong, and not be seen as the guy who got canceled still going into the future. Because of how quiet Daniel Caesar had been over the past few years and because of the confusing trajectory that Case Study put him on, I wasn't really sure what to expect when the rollout began. You know, 2022 loose single Please Do Not Lean was incredible and really brought back a lot of the greatness that we heard back before Case Study in his early EPs era and in the Freudian era. So that started to build some hope. And then once the singles for the album started to finally release, it became pretty clear to me that Daniel Caesar was back to capturing that special talent, that potential, and he was back making that wonderful music that we knew he was capable of. Do You Like Me was a really good way to start the rollout, and Let Me Go honestly provided the highlight of the entire rollout of the four lead singles, the strongest one. Also had Valentina Unstoppable that closed it out well, a couple more impressive tracks. All of the singles felt cohesive and felt like they could really tell a story and put together a really well-executed album, which is exactly what we got. Front to back on this album, there are genuinely no misses. There's not a bad song on here. It's an extremely consistent track list, and it hardly wavers in its quality from front to back. There are a couple moments where, you know, it would go from great to excellent or from great to good, but there were definitely no weak moments. There were no songs that I would consider bad, or there are no songs that I would need to skip immediately. The highlights on the album are some really impressive moments. First of all, we got Shot My Baby, which kind of serves as the climax of the album from an energy, from a content standpoint, and also from a quality standpoint. It's arguably the best track on the album. It's wonderful, phenomenal. The arrangement, the production, the delivery is all so good. The delivery is so incredibly passionate, and the production is so exciting and captivating. It's just a great song. The lyrics, the story that's being told, everything about it is exhilarating, and everything about it is really Daniel Caesar executing at his highest level. I also really love the song Cool. I thought that was definitely one of the album's highlights, and that's for me in competition with Shot My Baby is one of the best songs on it. It's a really gorgeous arrangement. It's beautiful storytelling. The vocals are gentle and pure, and I feel like the varying vocal deliveries that he uses, he experiments a little bit with his flows throughout, and it really takes the listener through different life phases, through different potent emotions, and he's just reflecting with such precision and such depth in a really beautiful way. Always was another track that was really impressive for me. It was a really heartfelt performance. The vocals, the songwriting, the arrangement were all really captivating. And then Let Me Go, which I think was the strongest of all the lead singles to the album. And I think it sounded even better within the context of the album. It was already great, but the place it serves on the album is so fitting, and it fits so cohesively into this track list that it makes it even better. It's really a wonderful song and one of the best moments on the album to me. I think Daniel Caesar and his team really executed on basically every aspect of the album's construction. I thought it was really sharp in terms of songwriting. I thought it was original and potent. I thought that the lyrics have only become more captivating with each listen as I go along. The production is pretty minimalistic at times, but it's still very crisp. The details are very much there, and the precision is very thoughtful. I think that the sonic atmosphere does a great job to support his vocals and not take away, but only to add and complement. I think it's very appropriate how tracks are produced and structured. When you're dealing with an artist who has such an authentic and beautiful voice, it's not really in question whether the vocals on the album are going to perform or excel. They obviously did that. And I think that it was cool to see him experiment and try new vocal deliveries, flows, tones, moods, new notes that he was hitting, variety of different cadences. I thought that he portrayed a lot of emotions incredibly effectively. And there's also a lot of ideas and versatility present, but there's such an effortless cohesion that it doesn't feel forced. Everything feels like it flows together very naturally. And it's light on features. It's mostly just Daniel Caesar taking center stage all the time. But when features are present, they're very complimentary. They're not taking away anything from him or his performances, and they're very effective where they exist. I think that Never Enough is certainly some of Daniel Caesar's best work, and I think this was an incredibly important moment in his career and an incredibly important album for him to deliver because of everything that's happened over the last few years and because of the trajectory that a lot of people thought he was on after dropping a disappointing project with Case Study. I think that Freudian is always going to be really hard to match up to. It's kind of the curse of the incredible debut. You could look at somebody like Nas with Illmatic. When you drop that incredible album to start your career, people have this tendency to always go back and compare everything to it and always look at how you're not living up to the potential that you established with that incredible first album. And I think that it's tough for Daniel Caesar to try to constantly live up to those expectations. With that being said, I don't know if he's going to outdo it, if he's going to have an album that clearly excels beyond what he did on Freudian. But I think that Never Enough gives him a fighting chance, and as a body of work, it's a similar level of quality. I don't think it has the high highs that Freudian had in the incredible moments. I think it's got a lower ceiling as an album, but I think that the thematics are incredibly consistent, and I think there's a really effortless cohesiveness that he established on it. I think the most important thing is that it's a huge improvement to me from Case Study, and it puts Daniel Caesar back on track and back on the artistic trajectory and the positioning that his talent warrants. I think Never Enough is a great album that took thought, care, and was definitely well worth the wait. I can't wait to see what we were going to get from Daniel Caesar over the coming years and to see all there is in the future of what I think will go down as one of the better modern R&B artists. That's it for Daniel Caesar's Never Enough. I appreciate you listening, and I'll see you next time.
This has been New Music with Nick. Thanks for listening to the Stanford Daily Podcast. For more podcasts by the Stanford Daily, visit stanforddaily.com/category/podcasts.